Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. This morning I'm enjoying a new flavored coffee given to me by a friend and drinking it out of a beautiful cup and saucer. I hope you are enjoying yours as much as I am mine. Psalm 37, verse 7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. This psalm is an invitation to me to back away from the frantic life we all live and focus on the still, quiet world of nature. Admittedly, I am an advocate of nature and its marvel, helping me to see God's wisdom, beauty, creativity, and see that God's world is not in a hurry. I think He would be happy for us to be still, watch, wait, to see the wisdom in His creations. We have the opportunity to watch and wait with our children, our friends, family, but that is a big order, I think. It is easier to be still in nature because we are detached. Our attachment to those we love leaves lots of room for worry and concern. Will they be okay? Will they make it in life? Will they make good choices? In nature, we can let go and just be and watch God's creation follow its path. Years ago, a science teacher friend suggested we go to a workshop on monarch butterflies. She had mentioned many times that she had monarch caterpillars and butterflies in her yard and had watched them go through metamorphosis from caterpillar to chrysalis to butterfly to eggs and a new generation. The secret to having monarchs in your garden is also having milkweed, the only plant the butterflies will lay eggs on, and the only leaves the caterpillar will eat. One day, she showed me a chrysalis, and it was beautiful. If you didn't know what it was, at first glance, it looks like a regal jewel. A lovely, smooth, light shade of green, similar to the very first new leaves of spring, with a ridge close to the top that is marked by a series of tiny golden dots. I mean golden dots that shine even when the light is low. It is nothing that you might expect to be holding a fat caterpillar. A place to rest while his body transforms into one of the most beautiful of God's creatures. But with all that inspiration, I never got around to planting milkweed, which is the only plant monarchs will lay their eggs on. Then last summer, a friend and I went to a garden center, and lo and behold, they had some rather puny pots of milkweed. We both bought a plant. Planting marked the first period of being still and waiting. My plant made it through the winter, but I really didn't think it was going to survive through spring. Then it seemed to take off and grew into a leafy plant with canes 5 to 6 feet high. Very impressive. Frankly, I paid little or no attention to it, except that it bloomed in July and bees seemed to like it. I had quite a few butterflies visiting butterfly plants and other flowers in the garden, but I never saw a monarch. It seemed I was waiting for nothing. Then my friend told me she was seeing monarch caterpillars and cutting the stems they were on and placing them in her net butterfly cage. So I jumped in, ordered a cage, and started looking for caterpillars, and there you go. They were hiding in the green leaves and clearly eating away. I gathered all that I saw and even found one tiny little thing, 1 centimeter maybe, and brought them into the cage on the stems or leaves they were currently chowing down on. And then I waited. Each day I added more milkweed leaves, and they kept eating, and I waited. One afternoon, I took a half-hour nap, and when I came back, there was my first chrysalis, a perfect jewel. Before long, I had 11 hanging from a stem or from the top netting of the cage. And then, waiting. Just waiting. No more feeding, no more cleaning the cage. Just waiting. I found myself coming into the room to check on them and watching, being still, waiting, my mind only on the wonder of what was silently going on. And then one morning, a week or so later, I awoke and eagerly went downstairs to check on my new friends. And there was a beautiful butterfly. Its wings divided into sections of orange, outlined in black with white dots in the black along the wing's edge, and a black head with white polka dots. My words can't do it justice. What a gift, the privilege to watch such a transformation take place. We do a lot of waiting in this life. Apparently, the Lord intended it that way. Growing up, there was a phrase I heard frequently, "If it's worth having, it is worth waiting for." I found that after years of often impatient waiting, that time is not wasted waiting. If we choose, we can grow, experience life, and get to know the Lord a bit better as we wait. Let us pray. In this busy life, Lord, as you know, we miss out on stillness. It is hard to be still and harder yet to wait. Yet your natural world is not in a hurry, everything in its time. Please show us opportunities in your beautiful world to experience the benefits of stillness and waiting. It can be such precious time getting to know you better. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.